नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 21, chapter that entitles The Movement of the Sun, text number 16. We'll do 16, 17, 18, and 19. So we'll finish the chapter today. I'll just read it once and then we'll go forward to word.
Purastad savitur aruna paschatcha niyuktaha suyate karmani kilaste.
Word for word. Purastad, in front.
Savitur
of the sun god.
Arunaha,
the demigod named Aruna. Paschat, looking backward. Cha, and
Niyukta,
engaged. So, of the chariot.
Charioteer.
Karmani, in the work. Kila, certainly. Aste,
remains.
Translated and quoted by the Srimati Prabhupada. Translation. Although Arundhati sits in front of the sun god and is engaged in driving the chariot and controlling the horses, he looks backward towards the sun. Very extraordinary. Translation responsibly. Although Arundhati sits in front of the sun god and engaged in driving the chariot
and controlling the horses,
he looks backward towards the sun god. In the Vayu Purana, the position of the horses is described. Saptasva Rupa Sandamsi Bahante Bhamato Ravim Chakra Pakshe Nivadhani Chakre Bhakshata Samatihatitaha. Although Sir Arundhati is in the front of the seat, controlling the horses, he looks backward the Sangha from his left side. So let's move on to a text number 17.
Tatha balakirya risayo anangustha parva matra sasti sahasrani Purapuratah Suryam Shukta Vakya Vakaya Niyuktaha Samstu Vante.
Translation. There are 60,000 saintly persons named Balakilyas, each of the size of the size of the thumb, who are located in front of the sun god and who offer him eloquent prayers of glorification.
Text 18. Tathanyecha rishayo gandharva apsaroso naga gramanyo ya tudhan deva iti ekaiskaso gana sapta chaturdasa masi bhagavatam suryam Atmanam nana namanam pritham nana namanah prakrita karma bhir devan devan dvase upasate.
Translation. Similarly, 14 other saints, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, demigods, who are divided into groups of two, assume different names every month and continuously perform different ritualistic ceremonies to worship the Supreme Lord as the most powerful demigod, Surya Deva, who holds many names.
Purport. In the Bhai Purana, it is said, probably I'll just really skip the slokas and just go to a translation.
Worshipping the most powerful demigod Surya, the Gandharvas sing in front of him. The Apsaras dance before the chariot. The Nishacharas follow the chariot. And Pannagas decorate the chariots. The Yakshas guard the chariot, and the saint called Balakilyas surround the Sangha and offer prayers. The seven groups of 14 associates arrange the proper times for regular snow, heat, rain throughout the universe.
Text 19.
Lakshottaram Stratha Navakoti Yojanam Parimandalam Bhu Baya Balayasya Kshanena Swagas Swagatyuti Uttaram Dvi Sahasra Yojanani Sa Bhute.
Translation.
My dear king, in this orbit, through the Bhumandala, the sun god travels the distance of 95,100,000 yojanas, which is 760,800,000 miles, at the speed of 2,000 yojanas and 2 crosses, or 16,004 miles in a moment.
Wow.
Thus ends Bhaktivedanta purport of the 5th canto, 21st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Movement of the Sun. Om Jnanatimirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militanmena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitamsa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste. Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye. Vansha Kalpaturu Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaisnade Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ukamkuru ki vacharam kapalvam lagayate girmya kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dhinatarya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sumate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namne. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Vicharine Devishe Sundara Vasati Vishadaya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Wow. Very technical and very fascinating subject matter, huh? Wow. So this whole chapter we've been hearing different speakers speak on the glories of Sun God. Hmm? Sun God plays a very vital role in this creation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So as Lord Krishna in the 10th chapter, what does he say? Amongst the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Among the lights, I am Ravi. Yes. Adityanam Aham Vishnu. Jyotisam Ravir Asam. Amsman. So Krishna says, so amongst the light is the sun, yes. And we also know from Brahma Samhita, Krishna says, and Lord Brahma declares that the sun god is like a compared to eyes of the Lord. As they represented by the like the vision. Yad Chakshure, very nicely explained by Vadiyarayana Lila yesterday. Yad Chakshure Sabita Sakala Grahana. Raja Samasta Sura Murti Asesu Deja. He is the Raja. What's Raja? King of Samasta Sura. Sura is the demigods. He is the king, and he is also a very high position, of course. So asesa teja, the asesa means unlimited. Teja means the light or the energy that's coming from Sangha. However, Brahma says, yasya agyaya. Agya means the in order, the following the order of Govinda. Brahmati Samudrita Kala Chakra. Means the sun goes every day, it rises and every day it sets. Has ever been a day that sun didn't appear? No? Rises on time, goes around. So, how is he doing? With the order of Govinda, that is Sangha. Govinda Mani Purusham Tamaham Vajami. So, so in this chapter, we've been hearing the movements of the sun. So far, we heard that in the text one, in this chapter, the text chapter 21, Sukadeva Goswami gives the whole dimension of the universe. What's the dimension of the universe? 4 billion miles. What's the size of the universe? According to Bhagavatam, it is 4 billion miles. Or in Yojana, 1 yojana is equal to 8 miles. So in Yojana is 500 million yojana. Then we also, I'm just giving a little just quick summary of what we learned so far from the in this chapter. So where is the sun? What is the orbit of the sun? Where is this moving? Above the
mountain.
In the Pushkar Dweep, there is a mountain called Manasottara Mountain. So that is like a orbiting. But he's not sitting on the mountain, but that's the orbiting around the mountain. Not directly. Even though it says that the wheel is on, one of the wheel is on top of the Manasottara Mountain. His traveling is between the earth, Bhumandala, and the Antariksha. That is his, where his physical presence. Text 2 explains. And sunlight heats, gives, emanates heat and light. Right? Simple. And he travels through the different zodiac signs. That's what, 12 zodiac signs, is it? Yeah. Rasis. And what is the distance? Sukadeva, this is text 7, I'm just going to read the text. It says, my dear king, as stated before, the learned say that the sun travels over the sun, all sides of Manasottara Mountain in circles whose length is, this is the length of Manasottara Mountain, 95,100,000 yojana. One of the reason why Sukadeva Goswami is explaining all this to make us understand how insignificant we are, and how great or the vastness of this creation is. Just see that even the dimension, the size is like in our little tiny, calculation and logic and so on. It's 95,100,000 yojana, which is about 760,800,000 miles. That's the size. On the Manasottara Mountain, due east of the mountain, east of Mount Sumeru, which is in the top of the Jambu Dweep, is a place called Devadhani. The place known as Devadhani. Possessed by Lord Indra. Similarly, in the south, there is a place known as Samyani, possessed by the Yamaras. In the west, the place is known as Nimlochani, possessed by Varuna, and the north place is the Vivahavari, possessed by his moon god. So, in the Jambudvip, there is a Mount Sumeru, and top of the Mount Sumeru there are four residents of different demigods. It's like a, you can call it a holiday home, or they spend time there. The sun goes around. So when sun travel from east, which is the Devadhani, the residents of Indra, to west, which is Samyani, it travels 23,775,000 yojana, and that is travel of in the hour of six hours. Mm-hmm. So here we hear all this description, the vastness, the greatness of the sun god is moving on. Text 15 to say, my dear king, the carriage of the sun god chariot is estimated to be 3,600,000 yojana. Wow, that's big. It's huge. So we come to today's verse. Now, its further description is given. Sun god is not alone in his chariot. Yes. So who is accompanying? Who is accompanying sun god? As from today's verse.
The great Kauntilyas. The sages.
Sages. Yes.
Yeah.
Aruna. Yes. Apsaras. Gandharvas, Rishis, different demigods. So, Aruna Dev is chariot driver of sun god. What's his color? Aruna means reddish orangish. Every morning when you see him, when the sun rises in the east, you see sunrise, right? So the color you see in the horizon, the eastern horizon, that is Aruna. That is the first, when it comes out in the east, the sun, that is Aruna. The power of the color of the Aruna is being actually displayed first. That's what I'm saying. And as for today's verse, actually he's not facing forward, he's facing sun god. Wow. Imagine you're sitting and you're actually facing backwards and then the horse is moving forward, and that's the description it's given. Must be some reason, but I couldn't find the exact reason. So who's Arundhati? There's also history of his birth. He's got a family. He's got kids. It's not that you were given this place. I mean, that they don't have a rest of their life. And as we assume, okay, he's just 24 hours 7. He's driving a chariot. He's actually has got So the Arundhati is the son of Kashyapa and Vinata, who is the wife of Kashyapa, one of the wife. Yeah. And he's also got a brother, as Emily Lavasa said. Do you know who the brother is? Arundhati's brother? Garudhati is also a brother. See, in the beginning of the creation, the Kashyapa has given a responsibility of procreating different species. Because they are the Prajapatis, now they have to create different species. So, the responsibility of creating reptiles is given to Kadru, one of the wives of Kashyapa. So Kashyapa is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma's son is Marichi. Marichi's son is Kashyapa. And he marries many daughters of Daksha, Prajapati. So one of the wives is Kadru, who's in charge of procreating or expanding the reptile species. Vinita is in charge of producing or creating bird species. I just found a little story how Arundhati was born. That Kadru already had a kid, and she also wanted to have a kid. Vinata is the wife. She requested Kashyapa, please give me a children also. Said okay. So then, in the course of time, she had two eggs, because now she's in charge of
producing bird species. So see, two eggs. So from these eggs, what didn't hatch? It for over 500 years. That was a long time.
Yes. The egg came first.
Sorry.
The egg came first.
Yes. Egg came first, or chicken came first. Yeah. Anyway, so then, in frustration, she wanted to see them because her co-wife, Kadru, already had kids and she wanted to have two. That's pregnant. In frustration, she actually broke one of the egg, which happened to be Arun. And this is in Ramayana, this Valmiki Ramayana, the story mentioned there. So then, Aruna came out, but he was upset because she was not fully matured in the egg. And he came out actually immature. And in fact, he even reproached his mother and said, "Why did you break?" And it is said that actually he cursed her mother that you didn't let him mature. You became too impatient, and then he cursed and said, "Okay, you'll be subjugated to your co-wife or your mother. You'll have to become a servant." But he also gave a solution. He said, "The second egg, which is the child is going to come out from second egg." Will actually rescue or deliver you from that curse. So don't break the second one. Leave it as it is, and then in due course of time will come out. But that child who's going to come out is going to rescue you from, deliver you from that servitorship of your co-wife. So, like that. Then Arundhati left. And then the second egg is. Garuda. Yeah. And there is even the first canto I found that there is when Vidura is asking Uddhava when he met in how are the five Pandavas are. In that reference, Vidura asks, and it gives the example of Garuda snatching Amrit from Indra. Yes, but that is like that example. In that instance, the how Vidura is saying how the Nakula and Sahadeva were protected by other brothers, similar to giving comparison that Garuda snatching Amrit. But so what happens is the Garuda. In the meantime, the Kadru and Pinata had challenge. They challenged each other, and then they said, "What is the color of the horse of Indra?" Horse of Uchaisrava is the horse of Indra, right? What's the color?
White.
It's white. However, Kadru wanted to make proof. So Vinita gave answer that white, or the horse is white. But just to challenge his co-wife, he said, "No, horse is white. However, tail is black." So then, Kadru did was she ordered one of the sun as a snake. So go and make that tail black. Right. So then the snake actually goes and makes it white. And when both of these sisters, the co-wives, actually they are sisters, they are daksas. Daughters and their co-wife as well.
So then they got there. So now what did they find? So the condition was, if the condition of the horse is not completely white, then the Vinita has to be a servant of Kadru. Right? So then, when they got there, they see a horse is black tail, has a black tail, has been proven true. So then, the Vinita had to be a slave of Kadru. And so what happens is that how do you get so Garuda had to bring a nectar which is protected by Indras and different demigods, so she can be free from that curse or from that slavership. And then when Garuda comes out, he had to go and get the Amrit from the Indra. And he was so powerful that he was able to bring that and gave it to his mother, and she was free from that curse. So that's how the Garuda frees his mother, Vinita, from the curse. So Garuda, Varudev is the brother of Garuda, and he also has his wife is called Sheni, spells S-Y-E-N-I. Varudev's wife is Sheni, and they have two sons. Do you know who's the sons of Varudev? Jatayu and Sampati. Rings bell from a mine. Jatayu and Sampati are also sons of Varundev. Yeah, I just found out. Yes. So Jatayu is the one who protected, who tried to save Sita when Ravana wanted to take. And then Sampati, so in the young, when they were these two girls, the son of Varundev, Jatayu and Sampati, they were competing how high they can go, and they got up very close to the sun. Then Sampati actually had to save his brother Jatayu from the heat. That's how he got burnt his wings and everything. So yeah, he couldn't fly anymore. He was sitting. He plays the role of finding or directing the monkeys when they were searching for Sita at one place, and he was the one who actually gave the direction, saying, "I saw Sita being taken to Sri Lanka." So that's the Sampati, and he was a brother of Jatayu. They were sons of Varudev. So that's how they are. We were just discussing about the Varudev from today's verse. Yes. And another personality we find in this description is Valakilias. Yes? How many are? 60,000 of them. And they are, how the size they are described is half the size of the thumb. But what are their role? Is to glorify Sangha while Sangha is in motion. Wow. These Valakilias are actually also the children of one of the Saptarishis, Kadru. Masada Prabhu, Kratu, I'm sorry. Kratus. And they were, and Kriya, it says. Very special personalities. They have given this role to glorify the sun, because sun is representative of Supreme Personality Godhead. And so they accompany Suryadev while Suryadev is in motion. And their glory is the glorified Sun God. Now, Very interesting information. It is in the same context in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Same questions, similar questions, more in details, asked by Swami Krishi to Sukadeva Goswami. Sorry, Shuddha Goswami. In same context, the Balakriyas, the Apsaras, the demigods, who are they? What are they? What do they do? And what is their role? So, in the 12th canto, 11th chapter, from the text 27 to 49, the whole description is given in the same context as today's context and today's verse. I'm just going to read through a couple of few verses. Just a translation. So this is the text number 27 from the 11th canto, sorry, 12th canto, chapter 11. Sonagrisi said, please describe to us who have great faith, who have great faith in your words, the different sets of seven personal features and associates the Sangha, of the Sun God, exhibits during each month, along with their names and activities. The associates of the Sangha who serve their Lord are personal expansion of the Supreme Personality Godhead Hari in his feature as presiding deity of the sun. So Sangha is presiding deity or expansion of course Krishna. Sudha Goswami said, the sun travels along all the planets and thus regulates their movements. It has been created by Lord Vishnu, the super soul of all embodied beings, through his beginningless material energy. And further, the Supreme Personality of God has manifested his potency of time as sun god. Brahmaji says, Kala Chakra. So, sun is the personality that activates, or that is how the time is calculated, that this is how the time is moved, this is how the course of time and the course of activities or the karma, everything is in the motion of time. So that is to the Sangha. While the sages glorify the Sun God with hymns of Sama, Riga and Yajurveda, which reveals the identity of Gandharvas, also sing his praise and Apsaras dance before the chariot. The Nagas arrange the chariot rope and Yaksha horns the horse of the chariot, while the powerful Yakshas push from behind. So in the Sangha, when the sun is traveling, he is not alone. All these personalities are with him. And the devotee actually put together a whole the chart of all these personalities. I'll just quickly read through of each month. So there is in 12 months in a year. So each month has got a sage, yaksha, apsara, rakshasa and naga. They accompany. And for each month, their name is given in the 12th canto. So as for the lunar calendar, the first month is Chaitra. So for that, the sun god is the 12 Adityas. The sun god is known with the name of the 12 Adityas. So the sun god is Dhata. The sage is Puratsya. And Yaksha is Ratakrit. Gandharva is Tamburu. And Apsara is Kritasthali. Rakshasa is Heti. And Naga is Vasuki. So like that, there's each month the different, as we were hearing it, actually, which verse was it? Here. in the text number 18 of this chapter. It says, similarly, the 14 other saints, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagar, Yakshas, Rakshas, and demigods, who are divided into groups of two, assume the different names every month and continuously perform different ritualistic ceremonies to worship the Supreme Lord as they form the most powerful sun god Surya Deva, who holds many names. So this is actually now further explained by Sutta Goswami in the 12th canto, and there it actually gives the whole name of these different apsaras, sages, Gandharvas, and each month has got a different personalities. If somebody wants to, probably one. Okay, all the sages, I mean the 12 sages are Pulatsya, Pulaha, Atri, Vasistha, Angira, Riku, Jamadagni, Vishwamitra, Kashyapa, Ayur, Gautam, and Bharadvaja. These are the 12 rishis, they accompany each month, different month. So month are Chaitra, Vaisakha, Jaisha, Ashara, Sravana, Bhadra, Ashwin, Kartik, Margashisha, Pusha, Magha, and Phalgun. These are the 12 lunar months. So these are the rishis, they travel. So it's quite fascinating information. We see a big strong globe, but there is a lot going on within the globe, and there's lots happening there. There are 60,000 Balakirya rishis there. There are the sages also there, apsaras also there, yakshas are there, gandharvas are there, and nagas and so on and so forth. It's like, wow. And there's so much, you know, as we see the sun, it's just, you know, like, but there is a very big operation going on within the sun god, sun planet also. And one day we wonder, like, how come, you know, the sun is so hot? How can, you know, these personality be present in such a heat? But as we hear also in the from the 11th canto, Lord Krishna described the different siddhis living entity can have, or mystic perfection. One of the perfection is that they can be in any planet. For any, they can enter into any planets, doesn't matter if they are heat or cold or different temperature. That's one of the siddhis. So with that siddhi, they are able to go and do this specific service within that planet of Sangha. So, yeah. I was just reading, I mean, we hear different apsaras, you know, different pastimes, like, you know, these the 12 apsaras, Kritastali, Punjikastali, Menaka, Ramha, Ramlocha, Anumlocha, Triluttama, Ramha, Urvasi, Purvachitti, Gritachi, and Senajit. These are the 12 apsaras they rotate into. Serving Sangha during that fashion. His whole chart is created for all 12 months. Each sages, yakshas, gandharva, who's the gandharvas, they actually participate in. Read through that for you. Anyway, so this one, I mean, very technical, very detailed information we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. How the creation of it's just not what we see. There's a lot more details, a lot more happening within it, and that's how it operates. Sun god is mentioned as a source of life for the people in earthly planet. Right? How is sun god a source of life?
Heat.
Yes. Imagine that the life without sun. If you had to be in a dark world all, you know, like 24/7 and, you know, forever, life would be miserable. Right?
Sun provides, it comes out every day, on time, and to the matter actually, I mean the whole astronomy or Jyotish Shastra is giving you exactly what time sun's gonna come. And it's gonna come on that time. So there's no light without sun, there's no heat. As Yamuna Lila Mati was saying yesterday, that if the sun or if the planetary system were to shift a little bit, then it would either freeze, be too cold, or it will be too hot that will burn. There's Krishna's grace is such that they are in a perfect orbit, their perfect place to remain. They maintain the temperature, maintain the life in the thing. Yeah. How sophisticated it is, the creation. When we actually analyze it. And what is that? Well, how do we sustain? Our sustain is also grains, right? How do the grain will they grow without sunlight?
No.
No. Yes, I was trying to grow Tulsi Devi, like just struggling to her, like it's like, oh my God, you know, I'm trying to move her from one window and put it from there to there and put in where the sunlight comes, and just try to so she can grow. Right? And so yes, you put a without the sunlight, if you put a seed in the ground, grains is not going to grow. So sunlight is source of life. Now rain is also on the source, right? How does the rain come?
Sun evaporates.
Transform into a cloud, takes that water into different places where it's required, and pours and rains. When it rains, the grain come out. Right? Again, sun is needed. No sun, no cloud. No sun, no rain. Very logical, right? Yeah. And I just recently did my blood test. Doctor declared, your vitamin D is it's the lowest, right? So again, and then I asked doctors, where do you get the vitamin? He said, sun God. Go in the sun and sit. And that's only sword. I mean that they have their some artificial means, but the best source is vitamin D is coming from sun God. Again, source of life.
Otherwise, our bones will break down.
Yes. Our professor has declared that vitamin D, if no vitamin D deficiency of vitamin D, you'll have a weak bones and to the point that you will break down. Yes. Yeah. It's certified by the scientist. Yes. Yeah, fire and digestion, where is that coming from? Again, yes, from heat, from sun, from the fire we have, the heat we have is also, that's sun. So sunlight or sun is source of life. Yeah. So wonderful Krishna's creation, yeah? And Krishna's, this is just a little tiny fragment. Our universe is the smallest in the creation. As Sri Chaitanya explains, when our four-headed Brahma comes to see Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna asked
So he came to see Brahma came to see Lord Krishna, and then at the gate, the doorkeeper stopped him and said, Brahma tells go and tell that the Lord Brahma has come. And then when the doorkeeper goes to Krishna and said, Krishna asked him, so which Brahma? Right? And then doorkeeper goes back and asks Brahma, which Brahma are you? And he said, I'm 400 Brahma. So when Lord Brahma goes inside, and then he sees Brahma with a thousand's head, or more heads, many, many heads. So the point is that each universe has got a Brahma. Our universe is four-headed Brahma, which is the smallest. The universe is size, massive, huge. Yeah, and then there's the sun also. So, as I understand, there's one sun in the universe, am I right? Yes. And this sun illuminates the whole universe. Wow. I think it's, as we previously read, that the limit of the sun rays is extended to Dhruva planet. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Any questions? It was very technical, very different subject matter. I was non-philosophical, very, like yojanas and millions and billions and size and movements and akshara skandhas. Srimad Bhagavatam to be discussed as it is. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Does Avaruna have a bird form as well?
Can you speak in the language?
Does Avaruna have a bird form?
Does Avaruna have a bird form?
I didn't find this. The question is, does Varuna Dev has got a bird form or human form? Arunadev. As per the description, I have seen the paintings or images even in previous year. It has a human form. It doesn't have. The Garuda has got a bird form. Garuda?
Yeah, that's
why I like it. The Aruna is, no, it doesn't. None of the pictures I've seen, or paintings or description that has got a bird form, as it doesn't say. Even though it comes, the progeny, Jatayu and Sampati, have got a bird form. Another interesting story I heard about the Varuna Dev, actually. This is also again in Ramayana, that the Sugriva and Bali, very interesting story. The mother of Sugriva and Bali, who were the, I don't know if you know the characters in Ramayana, they're two monkey brothers, they're very powerful. They assisted Lord Ram, Sugriva especially assisted Lord Ramachandra. So their mother happens to be Arunadev. Now mother, what happened was this, usually, that there was a lady, and there were sages by the name, Ugatapas and Narayani, they are the husband and wife. The Ugratapas is a sage that he does yoga, and just as his name says, Ugratapas, he performs the tapasya in a very intensely. As a result, his body became very frail, to the point that even to make him travel from one place to another, the wife had to carry. However, the wife, Narayani, was so chaste that she was serving her husband very, very chastely. So one day she was carrying this sage to a different place. It happened so the while she was traveling, because she was carrying the sage in the basket on the head, or actually on the head in the basket, that feet of that sage has touched Rishi or sage, Matang Rishi, and that actually infuriated Matang Rishi. He said, "How come? You know, how irresponsible it is that you're not carefully, you're not taking the care that the touching somebody with the feet is considered a not so." So Matang Rishi actually said, "Your husband will die when the sun when sunrise next." Then she, by the power of her chastity, she said, "Sun will not rise. Sun's up." And that time, they took an opportunity and said, "Okay, now let me take a break." I mean, it sounds like a holiday kind of thing, but it is mentioned in Ramayana that he had a desire to go and see the entertainment of Indradev in Amaravati, right? So Arundhati goes there and he was stopped at the gate and says, "Now you can't go, only females are allowed inside, except for Indradev. Indradev is the king of it." So he assumes the form of a beautiful apsara and enters into that hall. And by seeing, Indradev gets infatuated, and then as a result of their union, Bali is born. That's why the Bali in Ramayana, Maki, is Indra's son. And then when he comes back to do his job as a charioteer, and he explains what happened when he went to and then Suryadeva also requested him to assume that same form, so he wanted to see that form. And then as that union, that Sugriva is born as a Suryadeva's son. So Dibali and Sugriva, they are the son of Indra and Surya, mother is Varudeva. I'm just kidding, Arundhev. Oh, my tongue is twisting today. That's Arundhev. We're talking about Arundhev. So that's how. Then how did they become monkeys? After they were born, they were given in the care of Gautama Rishi and Ahilya. So they were caring these two sons of Suryadev and Indradev. And these boys, when they were growing up, they, in a teenage time, they were actually, disturbing the Rishi. The Rishi cursed and they had to become monkeys. Because you're behaving like monkeys, you become monkeys. And then when they became monkeys, they was given to Rikshraj, who took care of them as sons. That's how the Balis in Sugriva history go that way. That's right, good. Very interesting. So Arundhati is the mother of Bali and Sugriva in the one Kalpa or Maradeka, maybe about the different Ramayana is mentioned in the mind. Very interesting. Okay. Think any other questions? Comments?
Just a comment, bro. In previous
lokas,
it was mentioned that the movement of sun, it moves such a way that sometimes the day is longer, a day is shorter. So as a result, in summer maybe we have got more sun or more day, time and less night. But there are places on earth, like in Norway, where sun is 24 hour full day for 6 months, the next 6 months night. So there is it because of the movement of sun or because of earth?
I'm just paraphrasing the question. So the question is, the sun part of the world as we see, especially in the Scandinavian countries, like Norway, Sweden, that we see the sun in the summertime almost like this. I mean, have you been to those places?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Place name is called Tromsø.
Yeah.
Tromsø in Norway.
Right, okay. I lived in Sweden for 1 year, and I landed in Sweden in July. It was peak summertime, and then in Europe, right? So the sun was there from 2 o'clock in the morning. This is my personal Pratyaksha Pramana. Yes. Yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning, sun was up. And then sun was there until 11 o'clock at night. Sun was just traveling from one place, is going out like this. And I was sleeping, I had to buy one of those things to sleep. And the winter is all the way around. So 11 o'clock in the morning, you probably see a little sun, and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, sun is gone. And their whole vehicles, they're designed in such a way, as soon as you put your ignition on, the headlight goes in full green because it's dark 6 months in the year. Yeah. So the question was, how do you explain that? Is that your question? Yeah. I'll be struggling to give you full explanation because I don't know anything. But as mentioned, that the sun travels a 12 zodiac, 12 rasis, the 12 rasis it travels. So when they are between some specific, I'll be struggling to give you a name exactly, but when it's traveling, there's a higher speed, and then when that some places, when it's traveling, there's slow speed, and some medium, some high, and sometimes longer, sometimes. This whole explanation, I would not be able to give you a specific answer. But yes, that is the movement of the sun. And also, geographically, where it is shining, like in like Asia, you probably may not see much of a difference. If you're in Europe and like Scandinavian countries, you'll see a vast difference of you know, like day and nights are a lot longer and a lot shorter. Between those 2 periods, there must be some explanation, but specifically, I won't be able to give you exactly from this star seed to this star seed. That's why they are
another pole.
Yeah.
I think that sun movement is such as that moving,
yeah.
So it is experiencing 6 month sun all the time.
Yes.
6 month no sun because it's a bit like a shadow.
Mm.
So it's dark.
Yes, there's a whole science to it, yes, how it is. Hopefully we will have some deeper understanding of when the TOBP comes out, and we may have a literature to explaining all this, how the day nights are formed, how they, you know, the seasons, the eclipse and all that, the movement of the sun, that will be explained according to the Vedic understanding. So hopefully we'll understand. Better understanding, but my understanding is a little bit on that. Yes, but as I understand, there is the movement of the sun. There are different speeds, different. As we're getting, if you're at the top of Mount Meru, you probably be on the moon. What is it called? The noon time experience. The sun is also going down here. Yes. There's, you know,
correct.
All the time. There's no day or night. Because you're on the top of the positioning is such that you're on top, Mount Meru, and the sun is just going down. Yeah.
Both are moving, so there is a possibility of at a point. So
correct.
That sun light is not falling there.
Yes. And it's the whole movement is such a
wonder of suns, different planets. They're also moving, they're not stationary, right? So, and movement is such that their movement is creating day, night, seasons, the hot, cold, winter, summer. It's such a wonderful creation.
Correct.
Yeah.
The exposure.
Yeah.
Sun, how much exposure, where?
Correct. Yeah. That's why whoever created is great. The creator is great. Yeah. We hear that phrase, and the creator is great. That's why it's great, because we can see it in front of our eyes. Yeah. It's created in such a wonderful and perfect way that things work. They don't fail. Yeah. Sisi Radha Vallabh ki, Santana Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Surya Dev ki, Anand Dev ki, Bali Divya ki, Apsara Gandharvas ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.